MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Joining now with Zinesha Pakrasamy, Chief Economist at Momentum. Zinesha, appreciate the early morning, your third quarter sort of market economic report out. You make a key point, I think. Global economy looks set to avoid recession. Growth is not booming. We get that. We're not booming it. Lower than maybe long-term averages because of concerns around tariffs and the like. But the very big worries around a global recession seem to really have been put to bed, and the economy globally is going to probably avoid it.
Thanks so much for having me, Simon, and good morning to all your listeners. Yes, indeed. So it seems as though there is a little bit of complacency, I think, creeping back into markets if we look at where measures of volatility are. Mm. We've even seen from the Bank of America Global Fund Manager Survey that most investors out there don't expect any sort of hard landing. In fact, a third of them in the October survey expect no landing. And so that implies, you know, that they believe the economy will just continue at the current trend, notwithstanding all of the geopolitical risk factors out there, fiscal risk looming in many of the markets in the developed and emerging market space, and, you know, oncoming inflation that is still likely to see a peak in the United States. So with all these risks out there, it does appear as though markets are just a little bit complacent.
Yeah, I take your point. Absolutely. I mean, all-time highs absolutely everywhere. And to be clear, complacent is a good word there. You mentioned inflation. I mean, U.S. inflation is not at that 2%. It is quite markedly higher and probably going to, as you say, maybe edge a little bit more. And that is largely tariff-driven, I imagine.
Indeed. So if we look at those inflation numbers right now, you know, closer to the 3% level, we know that the U.S. Federal Reserve targets 2%. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing inflation already in excess of that level. But going forward, we think that some of the tariff impact has not yet kicked through. So what we did see in the first half of the year was quite a lot of front loading of imports as U.S. corporates got a bit nervous about the impact of those tariffs that were going to be setting in. And so if you looked at the effective rate of what companies are actually experiencing on the ground, it's actually a little bit lower than what the headline tariff impact is coming through. And so in the next couple of months, we should start to see those rates actually picking up towards that headline level with all the new tariffs that have been announced in the last couple of weeks. And that is going to have an impact on the U.S. consumer, unfortunately. So we are anticipating a further increase in inflation in the next few months in the U.S. economy, and that is likely to dampen the purchasing power of U.S. consumers. And that means that going into the fourth quarter of this year, you know, including the impacts of the U.S. government shutdown could actually have a more negative impact than what the Bloomberg consensus is currently estimating for GDP growth in the fourth quarter, which is sitting at around 1.2%. We think that number looks a little bit high, you know, given the impacts of inflation starting to come through for the U.S. consumer and the impact of the shutdown.
Local inflation due on Wednesday. It was 3.3 for the last data point. The MPC, the Saab, is now, of course, anchoring at that 3% number. What sort of are we going to edge a little higher as well?
Look, I think that on the inflation front domestically, we are likely to see the next few prints into the end of the year, you know, inching a little bit higher. But overall, South Africa's inflation is a relatively good news story. So we've had quite ample grain and food harvests, and that is likely to overshadow any inflationary impact that we see from restricted poultry imports or even the red meat supplies that have been, you know, affected more recently by foot and mouth disease. On the oil front, you know, despite the global tensions ongoing in the background, there is still a global oil supply glut, and that has been keeping the international price of oil in check. But of course, added to that, our rand has been reasonably well behaved. And so the rand price of oil has actually been quite decent. We know that rental inflation, which is typically one of your biggest drivers of services inflation, is also likely to remain reasonably modest in light of pedestrian growth here domestically. And so we do expect, you know, that inflation outcomes will still be quite decent in South Africa, even though they are expected to edge upwards. That's not to say that there aren't any risks attached to the outlook for headline inflation. I think there are two big risks that I can see from here. The first is around the electricity tariffs. We know that our energy regulator, NERSA, made a little calculation error on the 54 billion rand adjustment on Eskom's revenue. And so that means that, you know, consumers for the next 2 years are going to be facing an electricity tariff hike somewhere between 8 and 9% per year for the next 2 years. And if I look at what's coming out of the medical aid inflation figures, you know, the likes of ourselves, Momentum, Bonita's, Discovery, we are likely to see that medical aid inflation rates, you know, will probably land somewhere between 7.5% and 9.5% for next year. And so that tells us that there are still lingering upside risks to inflation, although overall, most of the basket items are reasonably well contained.
We'll leave it there. Sinisha Pakrasamy, Chief Economist, Momentum. Appreciate the early morning time. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.